The drive to Nazario Jacinto Carrillo's tiny village in Guatemala is at least 6 hours from the Mexican border. It's a winding trip up the mountains with tight curves and unforgiving ledges. Eventually, we turn down a gravel road where Nazario is waiting for us. He's about 5'3" with a buzz cut, and he's wearing jeans and a gray hoodie that says West Virginia on it.
Hola, Emily.
¿Cómo está, Nazario?
Bien, bien.
Mucho gusto.
We get our things out of the car and walk up a narrow, muddy path. You must feel relieved to have your daughter back, I say. I feel very relieved, he says. Seeing her again filled us with joy. When we get up the hill, we see his daughter Filomena there. She's with her mom and her 2-year-old brother. There's also about a dozen cousins and aunts and uncles there to greet us.
Hola, Emily. Un gusto. Hola.
The little girl stands out from the rest of her family. That's because she's wearing torn, faded jeans that she was given at the shelter where she stayed in New York City for several months. Her mom and cousins are wearing the traditional, colorful, Mayan long skirts. Suddenly, the clouds turn dark and it starts to pour. We run down the hill to the family's wooden house. Filomena has a big smile on her face. Here comes a rainstorm, Filomena says. Their cabin is one room. There's a dirt floor, no electricity. The family sleeps in one bed in the center of the room. Nazario is a potato farmer. He shares a small plot of land with his 4 brothers. He says his family lives off $4 a day that he earns selling potatoes, but only during the harvest season. And that's why he left for the U.S. He wanted to make enough money to buy a house and more land here.
Todos estaban yendo con niños. Les puse con mi esposa.
Everyone from this area was going to the United States with their kids, he says. So I talked to my wife, and I told her, I'm going to go to the United States and going to bring our daughter. I asked him, did he think he had a better chance of reaching the United States if he went with Filomena? Yes, he says, that's what I thought and that's what I did. Nazario borrowed $2,600 from a local bank to pay a smuggler, also known as a coyote, to take him and his daughter to the U.S. They traveled by bus and taxi for 7 days without stopping, and were able to make it past Mexican authorities. But as soon as they crossed into California, close to San Diego, they were caught. 6 Border Patrol agents surrounded them. He says 4 agents took Filomena and another girl. 2 more agents grabbed him by the neck and threw him into a patrol car. As we talk, Filomena comes over and sits on her dad's lap. She takes his face in her hands and caresses it. I ask her, what does she remember about her time in the U.S.? I was sad because I miss my dad, she says. They took him and locked him up. After the Border Patrol separated Filomena from Nazario, he was held in a federal detention center in San Diego. 35 days later, he was deported back to Guatemala. Nazario can't read or write, so he says he used his thumbprint to sign his deportation papers. He signed them because he says he was promised his daughter would be returned home to Guatemala the following week. But that's not what happened. If I had known they were going to take my daughter away, I wouldn't have tried to leave the house, he says. The rain starts to pick up again. It's a downpour. Nazario's wife, Marcela, holds their infant son. Marcela is shy, not a big talker. She says she supported Nazario's decision to go to the U.S. with their daughter. But she didn't know they had been separated until she got a phone call a few weeks later. She was told that her daughter was in a shelter in New York and that her husband was in jail on the other side of the country.
Sí, mucho.
Demasiado. Difícil, sí, se fue.
I was terrified, she says. It was really hard.
Siéntase, hija, mira, acabo de llenar sus zapatos de agua.
Filomena got back home in August, and now she follows her father everywhere.
¿Sí?
Papi, Corina.
Pues dile a su mami.
Papi, ¿qué crees de mí?
The family is grateful to be reunited, but since Nazario and his daughter made this risky trip, their life in Guatemala is more difficult. They need to pay the coyote another $2,000 for their botched journey, and they still owe the bank its money, money they can't pay back. And that means they could lose this plot of land where they farm.
El sueño americano para mí ahorita me hizo como pesadilla, porque para mí era bueno lo que me fui a hacer primero.
The American dream for me turned into a nightmare, Nazario says, because my intentions were noble, to go to work and give a future for my family. But something else has happened. Both Nazario and Marcela say their daughter, who was in an immigration shelter for 3 months, has changed. During that time, they couldn't talk to her, because when the social worker called, she told them their daughter was too upset to get on the phone. Since she has been back, Filomena is moodier and less joyful, her parents say, and she often cries when her father leaves the house. But the 5-year-old does seem happy to be home, as she plays nonstop with her cousins. Today, she's pretending to be a bull herder and designates her younger cousin the unenviable role of bull. The bull is going to the United States, she says. For the world, Emily Green, San Juan Ixcoy, Guatemala.